Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
49ers in a shambles.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Brock Purdy, we will get back to momentarily. Just to finish up this debate on Steph Curry talking about this being the most skilled era of NBA basketball, I think it's impossible to really figure out. Because the words are important. Like when you say skilled, then somebody can write something like this, and it's a valid point. Today's players don't have the 4 years of college that older players had. Players come into the league better prepared than now. Kuminga is a prime example. Like, he's unbelievably talented, but is he skilled?
Well, he's unbelievably athletic.
Right. But is he skilled? Skilled. That's where the conversation changes. Yeah. All right. You want to add anything there?
No. I'll put it up for now. But what's funny is I got two things. My boy Squirt texted us about that fight that's on Netflix. Bud Crawford's 37 years old, so he's actually older than Canelo at 35. And maybe, Evan, that's why it's on Netflix and there's no pay-per-view. But I want to read this to you about the Niners. This is from Aniston Howard, tweeted me. Y'all never criticize the 49ers coaching and training staff. At what point do you media guys say this isn't normal? And my heart sunk. Aniston, we say it all day, every day. Stani, I've talked about it 2 years ago. We've had fun. Do you just swap out training staffs? Does Celebrini need to go down and see what's going on with the Niners? I don't know. But where would you start? And I told you I would do a case study at the summit on why it seems like the Niners, who last year had as much or more injuries than anybody, where do you start with that when you hear that? Because something has to be going on, and we just don't know where to start. But we've called it out. Everybody has, I believe, Aniston.
Well, other than calling it out, this is such a nebulous topic. It's time we dive into it or try. But you bring up their training staff, and then what happens? Oh, they changed that out 2 years ago. What? Or they changed it out in the middle of the...
Which they did.
Okay, so then they have a new... I don't mind talking about it. I just don't... How do you get to the bottom of it?
I don't think you can.
You can.
Okay.
So when I look at it, it's like, okay, they've had injuries. Do you fire somebody? Who do you fire?
They already swapped out Steph. So there you go. It's a brutal sport, man.
Like, other than lamenting about it and acknowledging it, I don't know what else you do. Okay? Then put together a team where you rely more on your backup players. I don't know how to combat that if it is an issue. Yeah. And you don't even know why it is an issue.
Exactly. And that, to me, bears no criticism. You can't criticize anybody, Stani. In a violent sport, you just can't criticize anybody.
That's fine.
Were the Warriors negligent and Steph Curry's hammy in year 16 going out in a playoff game? Like, nobody saw that come. I think this is a bunch of buzzard luck.
Let's not complain about the injuries.
But who did you talk to?
If it's just buzzard's luck, then it'll even out at some point.
But when they went to a new staff, that to me, and it kept happening, was like, okay.
I mean,
look, that's like telling a boxer, hey, don't get a scar on your face.
But I got to be honest with you, I don't know who their strength and conditioning coach is. I don't know how long he's been there. I don't know if the head guy was fired 3 years ago. I don't know if they cleared out the whole staff twice in the last 7 years. I just don't know enough about that. So, yes, they – and Evan had the numbers while you were gone, and I don't know if he's got them still.
Were they at the top or
– Yeah, they've had – a lot of injuries under Kyle Shanahan. There's no doubt about it. And in fact, our friend Matt Barrows,
Maddie,
he wrote a couple weeks ago that what he believes is that, you know, he said it's no secret that the 49ers practice harder and faster than most teams in the NFL.
So, wow.
That they treat their training camp as a way to build up a callus so that once they get through training camp, they're ready to compete and this, that, and the other thing.
That I did not hear, Steiny. Would it be fair to say, now Aniston hearing that, and they may have already heard that, but that would be something if I were a coach or a GM, would you revisit that?
Revisit
at some
what?
Point, going that hard in the offseason, because now I hadn't heard that. I don't think it's buzzer luck when I hear maybe you're going too hard at the wrong times.
All right, well, then somebody should ask Kyle Shanahan if he should.
Well, the
NFL's
already intervened and said you can't go hard and practice like they used to do back in the 70s and 80s. But
so what are you saying? Do you want him to?
I don't like hearing that from Matt Barrows about the Niners being the team to do that, if that's their philosophy. But then this is the end result you get. You got more injuries than anybody. Maybe that's why Kittle, his hammy, something's up, because all we kept hearing offseason, I'm just speculating. All we kept hearing was how great in physical shape he was in. Good, pro athlete, you should be. But maybe they were going too hard.
So
when you didn't have
to. Maybe if they didn't go as hard, they wouldn't have made the Super Bowl in a couple of years.
Looking at it from the vantage point of maybe he wouldn't be hurt.
If you're Kyle Shanahan,
and
you've done things for 8 years, you've gotten to 2 Super Bowls, you've gone deep into the playoffs for the 8 years, you've had injuries over the course of that time. This is where I think we're naive. Like, he's not going to change his philosophy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, okay, we're not going to hit, we're not going to go hard. And, you know, I think there's a bunch of reasons for it, why this is happening. I do think it might have something to do with the offense he runs.
Remember you said that. I forgot who you said it to about the violent. You know, they run hard. Bastani is football. Everybody's trying to do that. But I don't have enough information, how about this, to even criticize Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. This is just – but it's happening. And I feel like after 1 week, partner – this is part two to last year in regard to the injuries. Now, we don't have the finality of, oh, it's going to cost you this and that. But don't sit up here and tell me after week one watching Kittle with the hat, then a day later we find out Purdy's out for 2 to 5 weeks. I'm not blaming anybody, but that messes up business. That messes up the course of this season, or it could, until we find out how they navigate.
See, like, I get so frustrated talking about injuries.
Tell me why.
Because you can't do anything about them. You can't.
You understand what they mean, though. If Burrow goes down in Cincy,
of course,
and Mahomes in Kansas City,
of course.
I'm trying to be proactive here in the Bay, but that could be what's on the menu for the Niners without Brock Purdy. Like, that's how severe that is.
Like, then you're done. You're done if you can't keep your quarterback healthy in this league.
Well, they're not, because now here I go, not going against myself, Stoney, but the other side of this is that's why I'm whispering sweet nothings to Kyle for getting a starting quarterback who is now your backup, has 52 games under his belt as a starter, played big-time college football. This dude's still a puppy.
You know
That's a big signing.
Let's stop complaining about the injuries and start saying we need to expect it, apparently. Like, this is, you know what? Spinoni loves the phrase baked in. Guess what? These are baked in. I'm sick of it. Like, if you don't like it, if Jed York doesn't like it, then fire him. But this is become an MO. How come? I don't know why guys get hurt. You know what? Draft tougher players. What about that? That seems naive to say.
Yeah, but
so you can't figure it out. Like, I don't Yes, they're going to have to play without Brock Purdy. So go win a couple games without Brock Purdy.
And for right now, and George Kittle, and nobody knows how long. And I'm just saying this to you. We always throw around, and I agree with it. There's one guy that's undefeated, or gal. His father, it's a guy. Father Time. You know who else is undefeated and have robbed seasons from athletes and coaches trying to get that hardware? Injuries. Injuries is right behind it.
Injuries is a part of the game. And guess what? They haven't fared in that aspect of the game well at all. So why don't we just get used to it, apparently?
And I'm not making excuses.
Or change something. Change something. I don't know.
But that something is it's mysterious.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it? What do we do about it?
Bolster as much as you can and much as the cap allows you and the draft. Depth.
Right. So
and I think right now, if you ask me who the best backup quarterback in the league is, Mac Jones is at the top of my list.
I would not. I have no idea.
That's how I feel. Okay. I could be proven wrong.
Let me see him play before I say he's the best backup in football. Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Hey, Spencer, what's going on, man?
Quarterback. Hey, you know, I think this is kind of, you know, the Niners are a microcosm of the macro problem that the NFL is facing, and it's kind of mirroring society at this point with the wealth gap disparity with the folks that are getting paid the most, i.e. the quarterbacks now. I mean, they're even talking about having a separate cap now for quarterbacks because they're getting paid so much money. But this is going to be a big problem around the league where you've got, you know, one or two guys on your team making a disproportionate amount compared to everybody else, and you can't carry the talent that you need to protect those guys or to have the depth that you need to deal with the injuries that are inevitable. Yes, that they are baked in. And when you're the 49ers right now and you've let, you know, some offensive line talent leave. I understand you got the best left tackle in the game, but beyond that, he can't block everybody. And you've got some holes, in my opinion, on that offensive line that, you know, makes me a little nervous when I'm paying Brock Purdy X amount of dollars over X number of years. I'm not saying that the offensive line is why he got hurt this time. But, I mean, this is what NFL teams are dealing with. It's like you got to protect your number one asset by far. Now, and when it comes to the 49ers, I mean, I'm going to take it back to a very old school saying, you play to win the game. What do you do when all these folks are in? You play to win the game and you lean on your strengths. And the strength of this team right now is the run game, and Christian McCaffrey. And I would not let this backup quarterback throw more than 15 times on Sunday. I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to lean on my defense, the strength of my team. I'm going to say Nick Bosa. I'm going to say Fred Warner. Go get it and come back with a victory. And that's all you can do. Luckily, it's the Saints. And it's not the Rams or somebody. But I think this is a major problem that people are dealing with.
Appreciate it, Spencer. Thanks for the call.
But Stani, 15. Go ahead.
No.
No, I was just gonna say, 15 times you become one dimensional, and the Saints aren't chopped liver, man. They got some guys that can make some plays, and if they know or not daring, or the Niners' passing game is malfunctioning, I mean, my gosh, they can pin their ears back and go for broke. So you gotta run the ball more than 50 times. My thing is, it's just funny to me how, when you talk about offensive linemen, how some grade out in regard to run blocking and then pass blocking. And there's a variance, man, and some are good at one and not that good in the other. But he is right in the sense that if you're telling me Trent Williams is not getting old or looking like his age, back to Cosell, Greg Cosell on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and it was just a byproduct of him not playing or being active, then I feel better. But if we see New Orleans push him around and, you know, the mobility from Mac Jones, who I like, is not that of Purdy, then there could be all kind of chaos.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So, Brock Purdy out Sunday. George Kittle out Sunday, and the 49ers are going to have to figure out a way.
And Juwan Jennings questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan was in the last 2 days. I don't know if he's listening out. So, okay. So the last six, go ahead, Evan, because he has the 49ers injury rankings at his fingertips.
I can't wait to hear.
This was from Warren Sharp, and this is based on games lost due to injury.
Wow.
So last year, the Niners were number one. In 2023, they were 29th. So they were fortunate when they made the Super Bowl. 2022, they were number nine, and they still made the NFC Championship game. And then 2021, they were third most, still made the NFC Championship game. In 2020, they were first in injuries. 2019, they were sixth, still made the Super Bowl. And 2018, they were fourth. So all but 1 year, they were in the top 10 in total games missed due to injury for the last seven seasons.
Wow. So, Evan, I'll say to that, that's very heavy. And they've shown, hey, we can endure injuries and still get to the, you know, to the promised land. But is last year an indication, I'm asking both of you, maybe their depth is not what it was in the past, and that's why we saw 6-11. Is that fair?
I mean, in 2020, they were also first, and that was the year that, you know, of course, they missed the playoffs. I thought Ross brought up something interesting a couple days ago, which was the 2 years that they've been the most injured team in football followed the year they made the Super Bowl. Ooh. So they played more games than obviously all but one team, and it took its toll.
And last year would dispel that because I thought, Stoney, the positive was they didn't have a long run in the postseason, so they would come back like Wonder Bread, fresh.
I mean, in fairness, they've suffered two injuries, right? Just two, as of now. Are you talking Ayuk?
Juwan.
Yeah, okay, Juwan.
That man.
But he may play. He may play. But what I'm getting at is, as of right now, they've got two guys, important guys, who look like they're going to miss a few games.
I'm not saying, what nobody said today to you, me being gone 2 days, that the season's over. I'm just telling you, wow, are you kidding me? After last year's shenanigans as far as injuries and how much you weigh that as to why, as a collective, they went 6-11. It's a continuance after one game. You just paid the quarterback, and he might be out 2-5.
I'm just not ready to say it's a continuance after one game.
What would you call it with the bad luck? With your tight end and receiver and quarterback? All in one game are going to miss multiple. Kittle's on the IR. Not saying he's just going to sink you, but Stoney,
he got hurt and he wasn't even touched.
It's a soft tissue injury.
Whose fault is that?
No, it's not about fault. It's
okay.
My thing to you is, I think you're saying it without saying it. Are you kidding me? That's
I'm
all
not
I'm saying.
Are
I'm
you
not
kidding me?
I am. Somebody, I think a lot of 49er fans are.
If you rank in, okay, they're top 10. So what do you do about it?
Well, you go try to win the game next man up.
And you know what? The reality of the situation is, if I'm John Lynch and I'm Kyle Shanahan and I have this and I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 1, 2, 3. Of the last 7 years, okay? In the last 7 years, we've been in the top 10 in injuries 6 of 7 years.
Right.
You know what? That becomes part of who we are as
but
a team.
But you're now not
Sorry.
Deep enough well, as you were.
Then that's
back
your fault. That's your fault because you know you get hurt every single year. So it's like build a team somehow better if you know your guys are going to get hurt.
And to that point, I am robbing this year's team of showing that they could do that. So when you say build it, maybe it's already built. And, you know, the messed up thing about this whole scenario is you don't want to have to test it. But Stoney is being tested in week 2. And it sounds like just from all the reports, obviously we know Kittle comes back at week 5. But, man, I just like it's a quarterback league now, and Brock Purdy will not be here. And maybe Kyle Shanahan had the off move of the season by getting Mac Jones to keep this team afloat while Purdy heals.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know where you, like, are you blaming injuries?
No.
Fair.
I'm saying I want them to stop.
They can't win if they're going to be this hurt.
Nobody's saying that.
I'm not being a jerk. They're true. If they get hurt, like, they continue to get hurt, they're going to stink. Like, they just are, right? I mean, if they continue to get hurt like this, they're out. Mm. Like, then I don't think they're going to be very good. Yeah. Like, that's kind of the way I look at it. They're without two guys as of right now, their quarterback and their tight end. Who are they playing? The Saints. Okay. Well, that stinks. That sucks. But you know what? I think we can go down and win that game in LA. Yeah. It's New Orleans. So if they don't win that game, does that leave Bosa and Warner and McCaffrey and Trent Williams and Juszczyk like kind of off the hook?
No, but you got to tell me what's on the hook. Because if you're trying to, you know, write a story or talk about one's play, if this keeps up, I think it would be unfair.
But I don't look
to
at
come
it like
down
that.
Anybody's road when you know the ramifications for not having a guy or certain guys is going to impact everything. So if something were to happen to Trent Williams,
okay,
the offensive line is
no
going to be an Achilles heel the whole year. Like,
and I
we
just
know
don't,
that.
I know, but right now they're missing two. Like,
but is like, that taking Barch off the hook?
I don't believe in. They're snake. But what if Trent Williams? Well, if Trent Williams gets hurt, you know why he's going to get hurt? Because he's old. Not because they're snake bitten. It's going to be because he's an older player. And that's all I'm saying. I mean, like, right now, are they going to be favored in New Orleans?
Yeah, I think it was 7, Evan. Okay. I think it's 3.5 now, 4.
That's all I need to know. So if they lose to the Saints, if people want to blame it on injury, they can. And the 49ers will be 1-1. And if you think you should have beaten them even without Purdy or without Kittle, you're still going to be 1-1.
All right, I got something for you and Ian, the listeners, and I kind of been holding on to it. We've talked ad nauseum about the price of a dynasty. We've alluded to the fact that this team has been as physical as anybody over the last 5 years. And I look at George Kittle. I look at Trent Williams. Do you think it's fair to just say, Steiny, maybe they're aging right before
yes,
our eyes?
Of course it is. Why would it not, like, why would it not be fair to point out that Trent's 37 and Kittle's been through a lot in his career?
Because maybe, and again, you tell me if this is unfair, maybe it's the Steph Curry thing. They're at a point to where, okay, I'm putting everything into and I'm watching my body. And again, the injuries happen. You can't control them. But what Steph said, all that luck that LeBron's had, that longevity.
That's not luck in my mind. The guy's a vending machine.
Hmm.
Like, I think that had a lot. And he took care of his body like nobody else. Like, but I don't want to shortchange Trent Williams. Yeah. He's 37 years old. He's still playing in the NFL.
Yeah, but look at a guy like
if he gets hurt.
He's supposed to be a hot shot.
He got hurt last year.
Yeah, no, my point is, but he's a young pup, and it happened to him. So it's not just what I'm saying, oh, it's the price of a dynasty. He's brand new, but he's even dealing with something. And I know it's football, game of attrition, but I can't come in here, Steiny, and I'm excited about the rest of the season, I swear, but I'm not going to. I'm going Drew Gilbert head spinning around about how this team we cover in the Bay, how these injuries are coming, and how after 1 week,
they got
the
two
first
injuries.
Week after three with Juwan, after yeah. 1 week.
He got hurt because he didn't practice for 5 weeks. As far as I'm concerned.
Dude, however you see it, but we can't ignore it, man.
You know, the other thing is draft tougher players. And you kind of think I'm kidding, but I'm not. It's like if this is who you're going to be, then you better take it into account.
Yeah. But it's like,
and you know what? If that guy's right earlier today, that if this were a playoff game, Purdy would play.
See, I don't necessarily. Well, then
maybe,
there are
actually quarterbacks out there who would have the same injury as Purdy, but would play.
And I don't know that. That was his opinion. I appreciate him being a part of the show, but I don't. Purdy strikes me as the type, if he could go, he would go. When you talk about possibly 2-5, something's going on with the toe, Stoney. Yeah, that's me.
I think if it were a playoff game, he would play. I agree with that guy. I really do. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.